Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Whoop.
Missed the drawer.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Actually, if you get a couple of dents in your cowbell, it actually helps.
Right, gives it a new...
Changes the sound.
Yeah.
It is the Bob Almanac, brought to you by Authority Fence.
Nice.
Let me tell you more about Authority Fence. When you're in your backyard, and we like to call that the backyard, it's not just a backyard, it's an oasis. And you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of, Minnesota's maintenance-free specialists is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products and back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful and private backyard oasis thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com, click on free fence estimator, or give Scott and Jared a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393238. Thank you, Authority Fence.
Thank you, Authority Fence.
The Almanac.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, they're licensed. I don't know if the Almanac is licensed. And if we were, I don't remember renewing it.
No. I'm
so
sure
we might be in trouble.
We're negligent.
Wednesday, March 27th, 87th day of the year. This is our patent of the day. The modern shoelace. So, do you know what it... What it's called at the end of a shoelace, the area that's got the little plastic cover to make it so it's easy to, you don't have to lick it.
Yeah.
And wet it to get it through the eye holes. It's called the aglet.
Oh, the aglet.
Aglet.
Yeah, I didn't know that now that
the
you
modern,
that.
You've heard it. The modern shoelace with an aglet, patented in England by Harvey Kennedy.
That was genius, really.
Now, remember in the movie Cocktail, Tom Cruise is sitting there with the babysitting chick. What's her name? Elizabeth Shue?
Yes.
And they're coming up with ideas to make money, and they're talking about the guy that invented this thing at the end of the shoelace as they're sitting there next to the lake or wherever they're at, and they didn't know the name of it. Neither of them did.
Ah.
I think one of them called it the Flugel Binder.
Well...
And you know Cocktail did sweep the nation.
It did.
It's one of the great bartending movies of all time. So that was this date, 1790, our patent of the day, the aglet on the modern shoelace. 1912, this date, the first cherry blossom trees were planted in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., well known for cherry blossoms. Now, they were not indigenous to the eastern seaboard in Washington, D.C. You know where we got those cherry blossom trees from?
No, France.
Japan. Good thing they didn't send them to us like 120 years earlier, because George Washington would have chopped them down.
Yeah. He's got no time for them.
He's got no time for cherry trees. You remember, I can tell no lie, he chopped down the cherry tree.
Right.
In this case, could have been a cherry blossom tree. 1912 on this date. 1951, let's go to Willem Arena.
The Wizards of the Southeastern Conference live up to their advance notices. Leave no doubt in the minds of the 16,000 fans here in Minneapolis of their superiority. They beat Kansas State by a score of 68-58 to win another national title.
1951 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. You know that one in the early 90s, that was not the first NCAA championship, although it was the first Final Four, because this technically was not the Final Four. The semifinals were held elsewhere.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Then they came here for
and
the
then
final
they came
game?
Here for the final game, but there was a third place game. So there were four teams.
Oh, okay. All right.
There were four teams. There was a third place game, and then the finals between Kentucky and Kansas State, who are both Wildcats.
That's right.
It'd be interesting to know how many times that has happened. You'd have to go back and look. I know in 97 it happened because I was there at that Final Four because it was Kentucky and Arizona.
Both Wildcats.
Both Wildcats with Arizona and Lute Olson winning in 97, as I recall, as we ate Papa John's and watched the game on the TV from our hotel because we had sold our final tickets and made a little...
A little
change. Little folding money there, because
sure,
we went
sure.
to the Gopher game, obviously,
yeah,
and saw them lose to Kentucky. And then watched from our hotel Arizona over Kentucky. So Wildcats over the Wildcats. And that was a year after they had split Williams Arena. Prior to that, when Williams Arena was built in the 1920s, it was one big arena.
Right.
But in 1950, they split it, put the wall up, one half hockey, the other half basketball. And he said the attendance was 16,000. They could actually get 18,000 in there.
I suppose.
The original configuration, which is unbelievable. And you go there now, and the capacity is barely 14,000 at Williams Arena as it is now configured with the new chairs and everything they put in the early 90s.
Were you ever at Old Mariucci then, the other half?
I never got a chance to go there. I've been to the pavilion and then kind of sat there and stood there and wondered what it would be like to see a hockey rink in that space. Which had to be a little bit crowded.
It was, but it was a great place to watch a game.
The end boards had to be really close to each wall.
Yes.
There must not have been much room on either end. In fact, I know because I've seen pictures and you were there personally, but actually there was a little bit of an overhang from the seats of the basketball side over the one side of the rink.
Correct.
Where the wall kind of jutted out there above the net on the one side, that on the other side it would have been the basketball arena. It's kind of cool what they've done with that building. And they talk about replacing it.
Yeah.
And I'd hate to see that happen, but I get why.
Yeah, I do too.
Modern amenities and the whole thing, the haves and the have-nots, and what you need for recruiting and NIL and everything nowadays. 64.
This was Anchorage, the largest town in Alaska, scene of some of the worst devastation.
It is devastation, no doubt, this date in 64.
After suffering one of the most serious earthquakes in history, Alaska had to undergo the further ordeal of over 40 severe earth tremors.
Over 40 aftershocks after a 9.2.
Oh.
Hit Alaska. It's called the Great Alaska Earthquake, 1964. Jeez. Much of Anchorage had to be rebuilt. A tsunami then moved in. That killed 139 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Still to this date, the largest U.S. earthquake as far as Richter scale.
Yeah. Most of them are in the sevens. 9.2, that's big.
That is a big one. 1973.
Keep your eye on this spot. You're about to see June Lockhart and her partner in this circle trying to win $10,000 in less than a minute.
Oh, my.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the $10,000 pyramid. Today's special guests are June Lockhart and Rob Reiner. And here is your host, Dick Clark.
Game show TV theme time.
One of my favorite game show TV themes, too.
Yeah, that was good.
Don't you think? I love that. So the $10,000 pyramid, they tried it in the 50s. It was $1.99 pyramid. And they decided, we just can't afford too much until 1973. Dick Clark put up much of his own money because by that time he was quite rich. 1973, the $10,000 pyramid. It eventually built up to the $100,000 pyramid. I believe that's where it is still stuck to this day with Michael Strahan hosting.
Oh, yes.
The new version of it that's been on for a few years here. So that was in 73. There was always that kind of feeling of bondage because they would put, when you were doing the final pyramid, when you were in that circle, the person giving the clues, they had their hands in these cuffs. They basically cuffed your hands.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're these cuffs they put their hands in so they can't use their hands for signals and various other things.
Wow.
So you give it, it's always fun. Things that da-da-da.
Right.
How about 1980 this date?
It has been more than 100 years since Mount St. Helens last erupted, but the mountain is still an active volcano, and it has been giving off steam for the past 5 years. The mountain has been hit by several moderate earthquakes since last week, and a series of minor quakes continue. Scientists believe there's a chance those quake mean an eruption is near.
Well, those scientists were on the right trail, because yes, it did erupt later on in May, but this was the date that Mount St. Helens became active. Started to rumble a little bit, Neil.
Right.
After 123 years, it had been dormant, but technically still an active volcano. And I'm sure if it falls on a weekday, we'll have the actual eruption here on The Bob Almanac. 1985, we had Richard Belzer had this television show, and in preparation and promotion of WrestleMania 1, Hulk Hogan and Mr. T, they were on the show, and it did not end well.
The Camel Crusher, what's that?
Camel Clutch. I don't camel use clutch. That move because...
Well, show me one of the moves that you use. What's your famous move?
Well, I'm going to have to stick to the basics with you. The floor is a little hard here, and I don't want you getting hurt. There's something.
Well, I don't want you getting hurt either, so, you know, be careful.
Yeah, you can apply, you know, nice and easy if you bend over.
Ah! No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
all
right,
okay.
Now, the first thing you
Richard
need to...
Richard Belzer being a funny guy, but it's about to get not so funny.
About amateur wrestling.
Yes.
Or professional wrestling or submission. Well, you just tell me, brother, when you want him to quit squealing, okay?
All right.
It's called a front chin lock.
Yeah.
How about it, T?
Keep like that for a little while.
Knocked him out.
Richard
He's
Belzer.
All right. He's just sleeping.
Yeah. Richard Belzer went limp. Hulk Hogan let him go, and he hit his head on the hard floor. On the show. I don't know if they ever aired this, because I doubt it was live.
He
passed out. He required 9 stitches. He sued Hulk Hogan for $5 million in damages, personal injury. They settle out of court, and Belzer buys a home in France with the money. never to taunt a professional wrestler again to put a hold on him.
Yeah.
He called it the Camel Crusher. That's the Camel Clutch. And the reason Hogan doesn't do that, because that's not his move. That's the Iron Sheik's move.
I would say Richard Belzer was ill-prepared to do that interview.
Yes, he was ill-prepared. He didn't realize, and I bet you he was being goofy, and these wrestlers sometimes take it a little personal.
Yeah.
You know, the way you act that, yeah, it's scripted, but some of these things aren't that fake. And
no.
Hogan probably just cinched it in there a little bit too much, cut off the carotid, and
that was it.
He went blank there. That was his date, 1985. Let's move on to 1995.
Introducing Stuffed Crust Pizza from Pizza Hut. With a ring of cheese baked into a totally new thinner crust, you'll want to eat it the wrong way. Crust first.
Just turn it around.
Well, Dave, you're crazy, man. You're crazy.
Large, just $9.99.
Just $9.99. Stuffed Crust introduced on this date. It was a game changer.
Yeah, it was.
It was a big deal. I don't think anybody had done, at least on a national scale, had ever done the Stuffed Crust. And the first time I tasted it, I thought I'd gone to heaven.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a good plan, good thing. The more cheese, the better. I mean, I've always said that.
There's no question.
Pizza Hut found a way to get more cheese into their pizza. And, boy, they should be heroes for it. They should have a monument in someplace, somewhere. 1995, 2005. What time is it, Neil?
It's TV theme time, Jim.
Yes. Grey's Anatomy debuted on this date, 2005. My wife had this as her ringtone for the longest time.
I was going to say, she was a fan.
Still is.
Maybe still is, yeah.
And the show is still on. Even she, though, is starting to say it's time to put it to its end. It's time to put it to bed. It's time to put it out of its misery.
There you go.
Sometimes shows just hang on for too long. Mm-hmm. Was that the case for Gunsmoke? It was on 20 years. What do you think about the last season of Gunsmoke? Was it time for them to put it to sleep, to pull the plug?
James Arness was starting to look a little bit weathered, but, boy, the show was still going strong. There were some great episodes in the last year.
They weren't reusing plots?
No, well, they all do that. But they, you know, they were all getting ready for season 21. There was no final, you know, like, MASH finale or nothing like that. And right, all the actors kind of found out about it like right before they were supposed to go back filming. Oh, by the way, we're done. That was disappointing.
That's tough.
Yep.
Similar to the Brady Bunch end. I would have loved to have seen a big finale where Alice and Sam the Butcher get married. I think that would have been perfect.
Been
and then
touching.
2 years ago, this happened.
I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith is...
The edited version at the Academy Awards, Will Smith, an open hand slap to Chris Rock.
They are legal.
And
open hand slap.
He made good contact on
that. He did.
Hit it on the screws. And everybody backed Chris Rock. And Will Smith had a tearful apology shortly thereafter on this date, 2022. We have birthdays now.
Oh, Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody.
This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do?
My God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother, it's a man, baby!
Come on! I want this wig! Austin!
Yeah, hold on.
My mother! Mother!
Basil Exposition's mother is not a man, baby.
No, that's his mom.
Michael York, who is Basil Exposition, the one who gave Austin Powers his duties, his assignments. He's 82 today.
That's good.
Just
Cole Coxer.
Right. But that also was an open hand.
Yeah.
It was the heel of the four of the palm to the nose. Quentin Tarantino, by the way, he's 82. Quentin Tarantino,
bloody.
61. A lot of blood in his movies.
Right.
Django Unchained, Pulp Fiction.
The Hateful
Inglourious
Eight.
Bastards, Hateful Eight.
That had lots of
Reservoir
blood.
Dogs had a lot of blood. Yeah. And then every now and then he would put himself in his movies, a lot of them. A
lot of them, yeah.
He would show up 61 for Quentin
it's
Tarantino.
He's kind of a different looking kind of a guy.
Yeah, he is. Not Hollywood handsome.
No.
In the true sense, in the traditional sense, I would say. So happy birthday, I'm 61.
It seems kind of strange that we're only in the third week of the season, and both teams will be starting backup quarterbacks.
And the Viking offense, quarterback by a backup quarterback, Randall Cunningham, three times an All-Pro selection.
Randall
twice.
Cunningham, there it is, his first appearance and first start as the Vikings quarterback in 1998. Just think if he would have come out and been horrible. With the injury to Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't have the magic season in 98. But
right.
He came out and he was just slinging the ball downfield and Randy Moss was catching him.
He threw it as far as he could and Moss ran under it and caught it.
He was laying tile and the Vikings gave him a call.
Right.
He was pretty much out of the game after playing with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Vikings brought him back.
Yeah.
He's 61 today.
I heard that, Tenozo. Another wise-ass comment like that, I'll smack you so hard your grandchildren will feel it. Think it's funny, McGee? Wipe that smile off your face. That goes for you too, David. Special Agent Gibbs. You're standing behind me, aren't you?
Yep. Feeling real secure about your job, are you, Abs?
Not so much anymore.
She was the goth forensic specialist on NCIS, along with Mark Harmon there, who was Special Agent Gibbs. Polly Perrette, 55 today. And after when she was on that show, the number of goth, mostly women, that applied for those kind of jobs, the forensic goth population went way up.
I suppose.
Went way, way
she
up.
She made it a thing.
Yeah, she's 55.
Cause I know in my heart, babe,
Mariah Carey is 55.
She's skilled.
You'll always be a part of me.
They had to invent a whole nother octave for her.
Yeah, quite a singer.
Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my baby.
She was quite a diva.
Yes.
55 today. Neil, you're a big fan of Castle.
I enjoyed it.
Good show.
Very much so.
Richard Castle, you are under arrest for felony theft and obstruction of justice.
You forgot making you look bad.
You know, for a minute there, you actually made me believe that you were human. Cuff him.
Ooh, bondage. My safe word is apples.
He's Castle. Nathan Fillion as Richard Castle on Castle.
Quick-witted.
Yes, I like to see that.
The back and forth was pretty good.
53. We got some modern music dedicated to Neil.
You can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Fergalicious.
Just like you hear Neil-alicious.
Yes, I sure am.
If you were suspicious, then boys, I'm rock. And
you can't understand it. Come on.
I did.
So there is Fergie.
But I know that music very
49,
well.
Fergalicious, Black Eyed Peas. And then here's one more.
Bang, bang, into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang, all over you.
You can't understand half of the words in that song, so don't worry about it. Ever heard this one?
Nope.
Bang, bang?
No.
I have.
No, I don't know this. this.
Yes. Have you heard of Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Have you heard of Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Have you heard of Jessie J?
No.
It's Jessie J's birthday. She's 36 today.
Okay. Haven't heard of her. Or him, or whatever that was.
It's a girl.
Okay. Gone, but not forgotten today. It's not a long list by any stretch of the imagination. Rolls-Royce founder Sir Frederick Henry, don't call him Hank, Royce, born on this day in 1863. I've never owned, nor will I ever own, a Rolls-Royce. Sarah Vaughan. Well, respects to Jesse J. I prefer this.
This is more music.
Yeah, this is good.
Musical, more.
The trembling tree.
Not that it doesn't take talent.
Right.
To sing bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, this is just a personal preference.
Fergalicious.
Emmy award winning jazz singer, the great Sarah Vaughan.
Tenderly, Neil.
Mm-hmm. And born on this day, 1924. Emmy award-winning Sarah Vaughan. David Jansen, he was Dr. Richard Kimball. Sounds like TV theme time again.
Yes.
But he was, you know, the lead in a couple of programs.
And weren't they like back-to-back, one after the other, that... Harry O wasn't on much later after The Fugitive wrapped up.
Yeah, I would say Harry O was early 70s, yeah. David Jansen, also in the movie The Green Berets. Is that the one with John Wayne? I think it was. And David Jansen was born on this day. I don't know of one. Born on this day, 1931. Now, he died very young. He was only 48. When he had a heart attack and died, but I thought, wow, that's young. He must have had some milk. No, four packs a day and a heavy drinker. Not the recipe for longevity, but it was a pretty impressive list of pallbearers. First of all, Suzanne Plachette, she might have had a heater or two in her day.
She's strong. She could have carried that casket on her own.
On her own, but
people don't realize the strength, pound for pound, how strong Suzanne Plachette was.
Right. Anyway, she delivered the eulogy. Then Milton Berle, Johnny Carson, Richard Harris, Rod Stewart, Gregory Peck, all part of the pallbearers. Jack Lemmon, George Peppard, Jimmy Stewart, Danny Thomas, all on hand for
his
funeral.
Where's Dom DeLuise?
Yeah, he was an usher. Yeah, he might have been an usher. David Jansen, who was the original Dr. Richard Kimball from the TV show The Fugitive.
But that theme was from Harry O.
That was the Harry O theme. 1931. And Maria Schneider, I remember her in Last Tango in Paris opposite Marlon Brando. She died young, sadly, too. Born on this day, 1952. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot a wrestler.
Minneapolis, weighing in at 200, at 26 pounds, he is Kenny Sodbuster J.
Kenny Sodbuster J's birthday today.
J,
the Sodbuster, the capable Kenny J.
Yes.
Born this day, 1937. We lost him last year.
I was going to say.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
It was February of last year.
Because he came out to the All Request lunch a couple times.
He and his family are Bob fans. And Kenny was a fan and had a chance to meet him. And there's, of course, the great Gary DeRusha.
Doing the ring announcing there.
Great Gary DeRusha. But Kenny J, 1937. Now, of course, his submission hold was the sod grip.
Right.
Sodbuster.
You don't want to have that put on.
1937.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bob-a-thon or a no-repeat work day. And don't forget or don't remember if you don't want to come. The Buffalo Legion, the All Request Lunch Hour live here today, so don't miss that out. Earl Thomas Conley, Fire and Smoke, Colin Ray, My Kind of Girl, or John Barry, Standing on the Edge of Goodbye.
I'll go ETC.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.